Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for the Week in Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? One of the many reasons that Elton Jim Toronto is here today. It's always just nice to have you here.
Look, listen to you.
It's always very pleasant.
You make me feel like a natural woman, Dean.
Pretty sure you make yourself feel like a natural woman.
Oh, oh.
I wanted to bring in his Elton John expertise, having seen 195 shows. And his home being a museum.
Which you have visited.
Which I have visited.
And we put on television. Definitely.
An Elton John museum, knowing all the facts and figures. Who better to be here with me as we introduce for the very first time ever the star of a show that's coming to the Chicago area in December called Wonderful Crazy Night, a new Elton John tribute concert. This is going to be a special show that'll be here in December time that stars our old friend Colt Julian, who you will remember was one of the original cast members of Million Dollar Quartet, playing Jerry Lee Lewis, and has been here several times on the radio show, several times on the TV morning news. And if ever there was a day for you to get on the internet and watch what's going on here in the studio.
You're surrounded, Dean.
Normally.
Got a lot of crazy.
I got a lot of sequins around me right now. That's all I can say.
More than usual.
If you go to WGNradio.com, you can actually see Colt, who is dressed as Elton this morning. In the famous Dodger Stadium outfit that he wore when he did a concert. If you didn't see footage of
the actual... Well, he did two concerts there, Dean, but I don't want to say
actual concert you saw from the movie Rocket Man as well. Yeah. Colt, welcome. Nice
hey,
to have
thanks
you.
For having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you back here again. And what a genius idea this Elton John tribute show is. There's nobody that's hotter in America, you know, that people can, you know, just want to relive the music,
right?
Than Elton John.
It is the number one tour right now in the United States.
It's incredible. Yeah, I think it's so cool to just be able to live in this music, having done Million Dollar Quartet and living in that music for a while, and just really connecting to it in a whole different way. Like his music, it's constantly evolving. Like he keeps reinventing himself in a way that he always finds a way to be relevant.
Yeah. So cool. What do you do to get into this the character of Elton John? I have to think that your experience with Million Dollar Quartet and becoming Jerry Lee Lewis, mm-hmm. really like no other performer did in Million Dollar Quartet, the process must be similar for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And to also connect to Elton John's history of how Jerry Lee Lewis was an inspiration for him. And so kind of like drawing on those same lines, like it takes a lot of practice for sure. And his music is so interesting just with the chord structures and the melody lines and stuff like that. So it's really fun. And then just getting to just get on stage and rock out is incredible.
Yeah. So what will the show be like? Will it be similar to Million Dollar Quartet? Does it have a plot
line? Sort of. No, there's not going to be a plot line. It really is just going to be a celebration of music and life of Elton John. And I have a 7-piece band, 2 fantastic backup singers. Really, most of the band are my friends from Million Dollar Quartet. And so that's pretty cool. All of us get together again. And you've interviewed Kelly Lamont and Sean Whitley
sure.
before. And so they're going to be a part of
it. I think we've had every cast of Million Dollar Quartet, I think we've had on the show here.
Yeah, yeah. And it's we love good music. So we just get up there and rock it out. Yeah. So, yeah, 7-piece band, lots of costume changes, lots of rockin' music, and good old time.
Yeah. Now, do you have any Elton John authenticity questions?
I have to say, first off, I have to say, I am impressed on several levels.
Okay, good.
And...
I told him it's okay to trash you.
No.
Bring it on.
I wish I could, but I can't.
You're a tough performer.
No.
You can take it.
First of all, very impressed. Did you walk down Michigan Avenue with this costume, or did you change here?
Absolutely.
Very good. So, A, that's great.
Yeah.
But first of all...
We should just... I mean, people haven't seen the movie or the concerts. It's a baseball uniform, an L.A. Dodgers baseball uniform, but it's all sequined on.
Yeah, it was a Bob Mackie creation in 1975.
It's fantastic,
all, for sure. Yeah, and Colt has the gigantic Elton John...
glasses.
Rhinestone glasses, the sequined up baseball cap.
Which is what he wore.
Everything. The full thing. Get on the internet and you got to, well, during the break, we'll have him put on a fashion show so you can see the whole thing.
And then buy tickets to the show. And
right,
see more.
Right.
Well, that original is now sitting at the Hard Rock in Vegas. It's on display, that outfit.
So you said you were impressed.
Yes, I'm very impressed.
Ways,
first of all, cool recreation. Very excellent. The gap in the teeth. He's got the Elton gap.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So and I have to say, you with the glasses, I mean, you physically, facially look like Elton John from 1975. I mean, your nose, the shape of your face and your chin, I mean, when he walked in, I mean, he looks better than Taron Egerton did in the film, just visually.
I don't know about that.
No, you do. You really look.
Thank you.
And then I was impressed that the show is called Wonderful Crazy Night because that is the last album that he released. So you actually did a nice job of not just, you know, saying something like, you know, Saturday Night's Right for Fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You actually talked about something recent, which impresses me. So right off the bat, I mean, this guy hasn't even sung a note yet.
Right. So you know what
this
means,
impressed.
Colt, that Elton John is going to be following you around.
Yeah. I've seen 195, and I can't wait to see my first one.
Yeah. All right.
And where are you taking this?
I imagine that you've got plenty of fans for Million Dollar Quartet. You have never had a fan like this before.
Mm-hmm.
So are you an Elton John music fan? I mean, were you a fan before you came up with this idea, or...?
Yes and no. And, like, I was raised on country music and gospel music.
Elton's hugely influenced by that.
Yeah, and that's what I feel like is my personal connection to the music, is that my own musical journey has been similar to his, and Jerry Lee being an inspiration to me, inspiration to him, and other rock and roll greats and stuff. So, but it was when I first had the idea of, like, oh, I'm a piano man. I play and sing piano. What's the next thing I want to do after Jerry Lee? Do I want to do Billy Joel? I want to do Elton John? And so I had this idea to do Elton John because he is so theatrical, and I come from a music theater background. So I was like, this seems to be like
perfect,
a good connection for me. But then once I started listening to the songs and like really connecting to the lyrics of it all, and sure, Bernie Taupin wrote the lyrics, but man, like they wouldn't read as much without the music. And the way that he connects the melody lines and the chords to really get that emotion out of those poems, like it's incredible. So I'm constantly being impressed by him the more and more that I learn about him. And Dean,
that's very cool. And by the way, I'm glad you made this choice because I'm going to be doing the Billy Joel.
That's true.
Concert.
You should do the face-to-face tour.
Come on, man.
Right.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
do the concert.
I got a friend that does Lady Gaga. We can have a whole thing going on.
This is an all-star show that's about to happen. Colt Julian is the one starring in the show Wonderful Crazy Night, a new Elton John tribute concert that'll be Friday, December 6th and Saturday, December 7th at the Apollo Theater, 2540 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. Tickets are on sale now. I'll give you more details on that in a minute. But Colt, what's the first song that you're going to do?
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Take it away.
Don't push it away. Don't look at it like it. They say that things can only get better. While I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. Call it the blues. Time on my hands, time spent with you, laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Just stare into space, picture my face in your hand. Live for each second without hesitation. I never forget I'm your man. Wait for me, girl, right in the night if it helps. But more than ever, I simply love you more than I love life itself. Children living like lovers, and I guess that's why they call it the blues.
So great. Colt, Julian is Elton John, Wonderful Crazy Nights, December 6th and 7th, the Apollo Theater on Lincoln Avenue. Are you going to wear this outfit on WGN TV Morning News tomorrow?
I've got a different one.
You've got a different... How many different costumes do you have in this show?
Five of those suckers.
Oh, I love it.
And not enough.
I love this.
Maybe you can donate some for me, Jim.
I know. I have the jacket. I can give you the jacket.
You'll see them tomorrow morning on WGN TV Morning News. You can get tickets for the show through the Apollo Theater box office. And also through Ticketmaster, ticketmaster.com. You got one more song for
us? Yeah, we got a little Tiny Dancer for you, too.
All right, here is Colt Julian on WGN.
Slow.
Crazy Night, an Elton John tribute, December 6th and 7th at the Apollo Theater. Colt Julian, you sound amazing, my friend.
Thank you, Dean.
Really, really
good. And
that's
not an easy song to sing.
Yeah.
Not at 10:30 in the morning.
That falsetto.
All right, Elton John expert, what's recommending?
I have to say, yes, I'm very impressed because you have that little twang to his voice, which is a little British and a little American. And a little country.
Tickets at the Apollo box office and also at Ticketmaster. Colt, thank you for coming in. You can see him tomorrow morning on WGN TV Morning News.